Hello, this is Wade Allen, and I'm here at the Cleveland County Arts Council today, and I'm joined with Violet Arts. How are you doing today, Violet?
I'm good, Wade.
Good. We've talked before, but we're getting ready to have two big events here at the Arts Council. The first is the Big Chill Casino Night.
Yep.
And later on this year is going to be the Reel to Reel Film Festival, which you can go ahead and submit your entries for, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. But let's go ahead and talk about the Big Chill. You seem excited about that.
Yeah.
I know this is a major fundraiser for the Arts Council. Is this one of the biggest?
It is one of our biggest, and I think it's one of our most fun.
Okay. All right. For people who haven't been or not familiar with it, just start at the beginning and tell a little bit about how this evening goes.
I'll start with the date. It's January 26th from 7 to 11 p.m. here at the Arts Council.
Okay.
And it's a casino night fundraiser. You don't play with real money. You play with pretend money, but you do play at real gaming tables with professional dealers. And don't have to be scared if you don't already know how to play all the games, because they are fantastic dealers and they'll teach you while you're here.
Okay.
It's a really good night for beginners, especially to come and get sort of a hassle-free learning experience. There'll be craps, roulette, blackjack, and poker to play. Several tables of each of those so that the tables aren't too crowded, hopefully.
Okay. All right.
We'll have a DJ and silent auction items and a 50-50 raffle and delicious food.
Okay.
So it's a action-packed, fun night. A lot of people take the opportunity to get dressed up and sort of make it a date night with their partner, or girls' night with their girlfriends.
Okay.
Guys come and play the poker together, Texas Hold'em together, and it's just a lot of fun.
And it's a good opportunity maybe to learn these games without losing your shirt.
That's right, exactly. Okay. Your ticket price includes some play money, and there's also VIP tickets for people if they want, and those include free drinks and a personal waiter.
Okay.
And all those tickets and different varieties of tickets can be purchased on our website.
Okay.
You want me to say the website?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's www.ccartscouncil.org.
Okay.
And it's right there on the homepage they can click.
Lots
of fun.
So your ticket includes some play money, then I guess you can buy more play money if you want to.
Exactly. And then your winnings can translate into our different raffle items.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get little tickets in exchange for your winnings, and then you get to enter those in the raffle items to win different prizes that are fun.
Okay.
So yeah, we have the raffle items in addition to the silent auction.
Okay. And it's $50 in advance or $55 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the VIP ticket price?
It's $100.
$100? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get free tickets and a waiter and more play money than the regular ticket price.
Okay.
It's fun. If you don't like to leave the tables while you're playing, if you happen to love a certain game like a lot and want to just play it all night, the VIP ticket's a good deal, because then you don't have to leave to get drinks or drinks or food. Your waiter will bring them.
Where do these professional dealers and their tables come from?
Charlotte.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You all work with the company or something?
Yes. We've been working with them for years. And they are so good at what they do. They really help make it fun for people.
Yeah, and fun's what it's all about.
That's right. It's a gala fun night. It does happen to benefit the Arts Council, which is a nonprofit, so it's great. But really, it's a fun night out.
You mentioned it can be a dressy occasion. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain attire that you all recommend, or just
nope? There's no requirement at all. And we don't mind if you come in your street clothes, and we'd love it if you come in your dressy clothes.
Okay.
Either. Everybody is welcome.
Okay. All right. And so now I guess we can move on to the Reel to Reel International Film Festival, and that's coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a long way away, but I know people are already planning, and you all are already taking submissions. So
that's right.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yep.
We've got the categories here.
Well, so the reason that we're talking about it now is because now is when filmmakers submit their films. So if there are any local filmmakers or anyone local that knows a film independent filmmaker, the deadlines for entry are February 8th, March 8th, April 5th, and May 3rd. May 3rd is our final deadline. And the event date is July 24th through the 27th at the Joy Theater in Kings Mountain. So yeah, it's important to talk about it in advance of the event because, you know, that's how we get our submissions to the film festival.
Okay.
And yeah, the categories, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
We accept films in four categories: documentaries, feature-length films, short films, and animations. And we also, for the last several years, accept films made by children, 14 and under. We have a special Saturday morning showing of films made by children, and those can be in any of those four categories. So, lots of fun. It is a festival where the filmmakers can win awards. The highest award's $1,000. That's the best of fest. So, if anybody out there knows a filmmaker or happens to be a filmmaker or knows a kid who loves to make films, make sure they visit reeltoreelfest.com and send in their submission to us.
Well, why are we starting in January getting submissions? Is it just a good time to get it on the people's minds?
Or? Well, we need the committee that watches all of the films needs that many months to watch all of the submissions.
Okay.
Because there'll be hundreds of films submitted, but we only show about 28 of them.
Okay.
So that we narrow them down. And if anybody wants to be on the selection committee, just give me a call at the Arts Council. And I would love to have more committee members. It's a process that starts in January, roughly, and goes until May, June-ish.
Okay.
Watch all the films and help narrow it down to what we'll show at the festival.
Okay.
Lots of good volunteer opportunities as well as filmmaker opportunities.
Okay. What are some of the better ones you've seen through the years?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that like picking your favorite kid or something?
It is. So this is going to be the 19th year of the festival.
Okay.
And I believe it'll be my 14th or 15th year helping put it together.
Okay.
I have seen a lot of films. We've had some really good ones. We had a film actually before my time that had Amy Adams in it before she was famous.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a film directed by Bryce Dallas Howard a couple years ago. That's okay. Ron Howard's daughter.
Right.
We had some James Cameron films submitted one year. You know, he's the one that did the Dive to the Titanic film. Very, very famous filmmaker. Let's see, who else we've had? We've had some, I don't know. Wait, it's so many.
The Amy Adams story is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What were you told about that? That it just
it was really good.
It featured her. And
yeah, she was an actress in it, and I believe it won the year that it played. But like I said, that was prior to me.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah, so we get up-and-coming filmmakers, up-and-coming actors and actresses, people that are already famous. I believe that we've had a submission already this year with Susan Sarandon in it.
Okay.
So oftentimes, famous actors and actresses will be in independent films to sort of, you know, stretch their legs and do something that the mainstream filmmaking community may not be putting out there. You know, or the independent filmmaker might be a friend or that kind of thing. So you get to see some amazing films, some, you know, actors you may never have heard of and some that you might be quite familiar with. But my favorite are always the documentaries because those are stories that you might not hear anywhere else.
Yeah. I know when I'm streaming, I go to Hulu and I love the documentary section. It's like a treasure trove.
Yeah, you can learn so much. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Entertained and educated at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, absolutely. Well, what caught my eye was this, it's an IMDb qualifying festival.
That's right.
So this is a really good opportunity for somebody who wants to start their IMDb page, you can get a start here.
That's right.
That's really cool. I think that's probably one of the cooler parts about it.
And that's for all submissions submitted through Without a Box, which is an online submission platform, not just films that are selected for the festival. So,
okay.
Submission equals IMDb qualifying. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, was there anything else we need to know about this? Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about that when the time comes over the summer for it.
Yeah, no, I think that covers it. If anybody has any questions, just call the Arts Council, 704-484-2787, and we'd be happy to sell you tickets or take your submission or let you, you know, give you lots of information about any of our other events.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Take care.